First of all, I wanted to start off by saying I've been a big fan for quite some time.
Thank you.
Been scouring the internet, and I've seen lots of different things on there, things, potentials. And one that caught my eye being at Comic-Con was that the internet said that you were up for the running for the original Lois and Clark.
Yeah, I was on the last two people.
Back in the day.
Dean Cain and I.
So I wanted to see if that was true. And what was, like, how did that whole thing happen?
The final thing, I'd known Dean before running him different auditions. We were up for a lot of the same roles. And we both did the screen test with Terry Hatcher.
Okay.
And it was, Lorimar was an old production office that was based in Warner Brothers. It's gone now.
Okay.
And that was headed up by, Les Moonves, who's now the president of CBS Television.
Right.
And Barbara Miller was head of casting at the time, and the other show that they had off that kicked off was Friends.
Oh, okay.
And that was happening around the same time. I left. They called me right away and said, you got the part. I went out and partied with my manager and agent with champagne. They called the next morning and said, we decided to go with Dean.
Oh,
so welcome to the super highs and super lows of Hollywood.
Right.
But 3 months later, I got Hercules. And Hercules went 7 years.
Yeah. Again,
the most watched show in the world. As Dean, your show went 3 years and got canceled. So I'm happy the way things turned out.
That's fantastic. You had a question, too.
Actually, I just heard you talking about the Left Behind series and that you were taking the lead in the next two.
I'm doing the next two. We're shooting two in a row. Two back-to-back. And they might just overlap, man. But, yeah, I just signed the contract through the next two.
Oh, great. And you said it's a Canadian company ended up buying the series?
The Canadian company owns it all. They're the ones who did the movie with Nick Cage last year.
Oh, okay. So, okay, really cool.
I don't know if they're the same ones that did it years ago. Because they did it years and years ago.
Yeah, with Kirk Cameron
with
a while ago.
Kirk Cameron and Brad Johnson. But, yeah. So I don't know if it's the same guys.
I remember hearing a while ago, I think it was an earlier interview you did where you said that you felt being outspoken about your religion has really affected you in Hollywood.
Oh, there's no question.
Do you feel like it's still like that to this day, or do you feel like it's getting progressively worse?
I hate to say it, but there's a very strange double standard and hypocrisy that goes on there.
Right.
They scream for tolerance, yet they don't have tolerance for people that disagree with them.
Right.
Why can't we disagree with each other? I don't hate people if we don't have the same viewpoint.
Yeah,
the whole definition of the word liberal means that everybody's open to their point of view. But
right.
In Hollywood, it's their way or the highway, and it's that. Yeah, they haven't called me in for a new TV series in probably 5 years. I used to read for new TV shows all the time.
Yeah,
thank God for the independent world, like the faith based world, because it keeps me busy.
So, with those faith based films, do you feel that I think you did mention this a while ago that it's something that Hollywood really isn't capitalizing on? That there is a market for it with shows like Seventh Heaven and things like that?
Well, I have one right now that we just sold to NBC. So we're hoping we shoot the pilot. We just got – it's a faith-based series. It's more like Punched by an Angel than Touched by an Angel.
Right.
It's a little heavier. It's not as corny and sappy, but you look at that show, Heaven, Seventh Heaven, and Highway to Heaven, they all went 7, 8, 9, 10 years. They had a long run. There's an audience out there for them. So to me, why not bring this back? And I know that Mark Burnett is like the – king of television, so he's got one going right now already with NBC,
right?
Because he can do whatever he wants. He owns everything on television. We'll see what happens. We got a pretty good idea. My wife actually came up with the idea.
Oh, cool.
And we'll see what happens with that. But it's weird when you do movies like Noah and Exodus and you hire atheist directors.
Right.
Why don't you hire a guy who has a belief?
You know?
I mean, because they took those movies and totally destroyed them. They could have done so much better. All they did was insult the people that have that faith.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm a living like guy with people's faith. If they want to be whatever they are whatever they are. I'm a Christian, but I don't push that on people. If they want to ask me about it,
I talk
about it. But I'm not the type of guy to sit there and go, well, you better believe my way or you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like, whatever. As I told my atheist friends, I go, look, if I'm wrong, I've lost nothing. But if I'm right, see you later.
And I actually read that quote, and I really liked it. It just kind of hit me, and I was like, wow, that's actually a really good perspective.
Here's what I don't get about atheists. And they're not all this way. I got atheist friends. We have great debates. But I've seen these guys on TV. Why do they get so mad about something they don't believe in?
Right.
If you don't believe in something, I'm not mad. Things I don't believe in, like vegetables,
yeah.
I don't get mad about it. I don't get mad about it. It's okay.
How does it feel transitioning from something like Hercules and going into more of these faith-based films? What would you prefer?
I only sign up for things I like.
Right.
I mean, I've got a movie coming called Julia X where I played a serial killer. It ain't faith-based.
Right.
I've got a movie coming out called Hope Bridge, which deals with teen suicide.
Okay.
I'm shooting a movie with Dean Cain called Carpool Lane, which is a heavy drama. It's sort of like Being There. If you've never seen Being There with Peter Sellers, I highly recommend it. It's an old classic movie. You don't know who this guy is until the end of the movie, and you go, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, are you kidding me? So that's what happens with my character with Dean.
Okay.
It's only called Carpooling because it deals with the horrible traffic of Los Angeles, and he's a very big lawyer type, and he's late for a meeting, and he's frustrated and angry at a big fight with his wife. They're going through a divorce, and he sees me on the side. I'm this bum who just wants money. He says, here's $100, get in the car, just so he can use the carpool lane.
Yeah.
And then things happen, because I don't talk like this homeless guy when I start talking to him.
Oh, that's a really cool
idea.
I sound
like a pretty educated guy and start dissecting his life and tell him what's wrong with his life. So it's kind of it's an interesting script.
No, that is interesting. I don't think I've heard anything like that before.
And I've got a football movie that I'm shooting down in the Philippines, so I mix it up.
You've been very busy. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Well, with that said, you've been like one of the most epic characters with Hercules, like one of the biggest mythological characters that anybody could be.
That's pretty cool.
What would be your most ideal role? If you could pick any role that you would want to play moving forward, what would be your ideal?
Oh, man, that's tough.
I know, it's a tough one.
You're talking about a TV series or just a movie?
Either.
I would love to do... I love old Hollywood. I mean, I recommend to anybody listen to this. The Philadelphia Story.
Yeah.
Fast Paced, Casablanca.
Oh, yeah.
You can't redo those things, but Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid. But movies like that.
Right.
Jeremiah Johnson.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a great Robert Redford movie? It's just, there's movies like that that made me want to be an actor. Hud with Paul Newman. Black and white movie. He's the biggest jerk in the world in this movie, but he's so amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Something like When Harry Met Sally. I would love to do a romantic comedy that it just has, just it makes you cheer and laugh and cry and all that stuff at the same time. I mean, that's such a well-written script. So I'd love to do something like that. But I've got one right now I've got another one we're trying to sell as a TV series from Michael Sloan, who did The Equalizer, and they just recently did a movie with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
It's based off the 80s television show, and I'd love to do something like that. I would love to play a justifiable vigilante. But it's sort of in a way that oh my gosh. What was that movie with Michael Hall, the serial killer? The series, the TV series.
Oh, Dexter.
Dexter.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Dexter works because he's killing people that are
so
useless society members that are murderers and rapists.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of go, okay.
Yeah.
That's why that series lasted seven years.
It did. Yeah.
If it was a guy just going randomly killing people, it wouldn't last.
Yeah, no.
But it goes 7 years because you're watching this and going, I'm okay with that. That guy killed 17 people. You know? So
it's true.
I had somebody ask me one time, do you believe in the death penalty? I said, the electric chair. I said, I believe in electric bleachers. I said, we got to do it. I also tell people to put the shoe on the other foot. I don't. If somebody came in and killed my kids today, I'd probably want to kill the guy.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for me as a Christian to fight that balance. Say, could I just put him in prison the rest of his life? You would be, if it happened to you, you might change your mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, there's this program out now called Heartbeat 22 that they're doing in these abortion clinics where they let because the heartbeat starts at 22 days.
Right.
And for the first time, they're able to hear the heartbeat inside the stomach. 80% of the women that went in for
it
decided not to get an abortion. 80%
of
100% that were going to get an abortion. That's huge.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like you need that hit over the head sometimes to have it. You need to put that other foot, you know, in a different shoe to say, okay, this is something that needs to change.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Man.
This kind of went a whole different way, didn't it?
You just schooled us, man. It's unbelievable.
We really appreciate it. I mean, this is I had a blast. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, pleasure, guys. Nice meeting y'all.
Pleasure meeting you, too.
Thank you.